This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A bill that aims to change how event tickets are sold or resold passed its first hurdle in the Colorado legislature today. Here's CPR's Eden Lane.
Senate Bill 60 would prohibit a list of things big ticket sellers and resellers regularly engage in now. Among them, using automated systems, bots, to buy tickets or offering non-transferable tickets for sale. Ticket sellers would also have to prominently display all service charges and fees up front. Opponents say the bill unfairly limits what people can do with tickets they have purchased. It now moves to the full Senate. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Hospitalizations for confirmed coronavirus cases are relatively flat at a low to moderate level. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
At the end of November, COVID-19 hospitalizations hit 440, their highest level since last winter. Then they dropped for about 2 months. For the last several weeks, they've hovered around 200 and are now 186. There is still virus going around. The seven-day rate of positive tests, the positivity rate, is above 10%. Statewide data shows more utilities report a rising trend in COVID samples detected in wastewater. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The preliminary hearing against the person accused of killing five people at Club Q in Colorado Springs wrapped up today. The judge ruled that the more than 320 charges against Anderson Lee Aldrich stand, including hate crimes. The judge also denied granting bond for the suspect. The arraignment is now set for May. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.